This is the Into the Heart meditation. So to start with, I want you to just take a few deep breaths, really breathing down deep into the bottom of your lungs. Let go of your day so far. And just gradually let your mind become more still. As thoughts come up, just let them drift past you. And wherever you're sitting, just make sure that your back and your spine is upright. Maybe imagine a cord from your crown chakra just pulling you up to the roof, to the ceiling. And I want you to just breathe, focus on breathing in and out through the nose. On the in-breath, just notice the air as it comes up to the bridge of your nose. You should feel a little bit warm. Then on the out-breath, just notice the air as it comes out of your nostrils and perhaps onto your upper lip. And just for a few seconds, I want you to just, that's all you need to do, just focus on the breath. Now, in your mind, I'd like you to set your intention to go into the heart and to open the heart chakra now. And we are talking about the heart chakra here, otherwise known as the sacred heart. And the heart chakra, for anyone who isn't familiar with it, is in the center of the chest. It's an energy vortex, and it kind of comes out, protrudes out from the center of the chest, as in the, for guys, for, it's in the nipple line. So take your consciousness into that space, down into the heart chakra, and just notice how it feels as you try and go into that space to go deeper and deeper. Where we're trying to get to is to that, it's a very quiet and still place, very deep in the very middle, the very core of the heart. And it's a very powerful place. And eventually, once you get there, you'll be able to have a communication with the heart, to ask it for guidance. And, you know, science now has proven that the heart has its own mind. And the heart sees the bigger picture, whereas we only see what's in front of us or what the mind perceives. The heart really is the portal to the soul. It gives you that, I guess, 10,000 foot view, so it can lead you to places that might not seem like they're the best way for you to go, but actually they are for your highest and best good. Okay, so you've taken your consciousness to the heart, and I want you to just observe what the feeling is as you try to go deeper. Typically, especially if you haven't done this before, you'll find some resistance. It may feel quite challenging, maybe feel uncomfortable. Some of you may find it relatively easy to go in there, but especially if you haven't done it before, you're going to come up against some sort of blockage. So just sense what there is there, and it may just be a word. Some people sometimes say that they feel discomfort or fear or feeling of being trapped or stuck. Whatever you feel is okay. There's no right or wrong. Everyone's going to be slightly different. For myself, when I first did this meditation, I actually felt like there was a boulder that was in front of my heart and it was kind of welded shut. And actually I sort of focused my attention on it. And so what I want you guys to do now as well is whatever you perceive as being there, it's to just focus your all of your attention on it and observe it. You're not trying necessarily to change it. And just get a sense of what starts to happen. And we may sit with this for a few minutes now. And by the way, some of you may not be feeling anything. You may be feeling a numbness or even nothingness. It is quite common as well. And I want you to view those feelings exactly as that, as emotions in themselves. What I usually find is that beneath or the nothingness or the numbness, there is something beneath that. And the ego will try everything it possibly can to not get you to see that. So nothingness is a good way for you to think, this is rubbish, this isn't working. But trust me, it is. So focus in, if you do have one of those nothingness or numbness, just focus in on that. View it as an emotion and allow yourself to feel whatever you are feeling. If it's nothingness, feel that. If it's great. Numbness, allow yourself to feel numb. We're just going to give you a minute or so just to sit with whatever your experience is. Okay, so staying with your experience, for some of you it will have changed. Whatever was there initially will have changed and become something different. Perhaps changed in the emotion, may have gone from fear to nothingness or from fear to frustration. So there are often multiple layers here. What I would invite you to do is to continue working. You can press pause when I tell you in a few moments and carry on working through the layers until you feel that you've made a bit of a breakthrough and got down to a level where you feel some stillness and some peace. The first few times you do this, it may be that you don't get to a level of peace, and that's absolutely fine and completely normal. So maybe set your timer and you can do it for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And just focus on working through whatever layers come up. And just know and trust that over time, you will be able to get to a still place much, much easier. For those of you who are still experiencing the same feelings or are feeling of stuckness perhaps, again, that's absolutely fine. Some things do take longer to shift than others. But again, just by staying with them and observing them, they will start to dissipate and to shift over time. So I'd like anyone who still feels they want to work through some layers, you can press pause now. And when you feel you've got to a place where you're ready and complete, or you've reached that still place, you can press start again. And at that point, I'll bring the meditation to a close. Okay, so press pause. Welcome back to the Into the Heart meditation. Depending where you've got to, I'm going to give you slightly different instructions now. If you feel like you're still working through different layers, but you've come to a place where it feels that you can pause the meditation now and come back to it again tomorrow and do a bit more, then that's great. You can press stop now and do exactly that. If you feel, for those of you who feel like you have actually reached that still, quiet place in the center of the heart, I want you to just really tune in, take a few deep breaths, and just allow yourself to really feel how that feels in there. This may be a completely new experience for you. And the more you can connect with that now, allow yourself to feel what it means to be in the heart, the more it will make it easier for you to reconnect next time. So take a few deep breaths and just make a deep connection. You don't need to know how to do this. Just set your intention to make a deeper connection with the heart. Some of you might see it as a connection from yourself to the heart, or you might see it just the heart growing or shining a bit brighter. Whatever you see or feel is fine. And just allow, as you sit in that energy, ask the heart to basically spread that energy throughout your body. And I want you to just imagine opening every cell in your body and allowing the heart to radiate its love and light into every cell of your body. And again, set your intention to anchor as much of that energy into every cell. I'm just going to leave you and let you do that for 30 seconds or so. Okay, so wherever you're up to, that's fine. The process will continue even after the meditation, so allow that to happen. I want you to just give real great gratitude to your heart. Thank it for giving you its love and light and for making that connection with you. And when you're ready, just take a few deep breaths. You can gradually come back to the room, open your eyes, feel your feet really flat on the floor, and just ground yourself by pressing your feet flat down onto the ground, and really come back fully into your body now. And you're ready to go about your day with a really open, loving heart.